Yet you would think a girl of 23, as she certainly was, had attained her development as a woman. I have heard her compared to a winter's bud, cased in its sombre scales until the sun shone and the warm, moist winds began to blow. I noticed first that the delicate outline of her cheek was filling, and then came the time when she reverted to colour in her dress. Her first essays were charitably received. Her years of struggle, her year of mourning, had no doubt dwarfed her powers in this direction. Presently, her natural good taste would reassert itself. But the next effort, and the next, were harder to explain. It was not the note of nervousness or inexperience we saw. There was an undeniable decision, and not a token of shame. The little black winter bud grew warm-coloured above and burst suddenly into extravagant outlines and chromatic confusion. Haringey, who is a cad, first put what we were all feeling into words. "I just see Dunstone and his donor," he said. Clearly she was one of those rare women who cannot dress, and that was not all.